نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected brothers and elders, as we are in the month of second Ashara of Ramadan, and within few days the second Ashara will end and we will start with the third Ashara. The first Ashara of Rahma we have passed, and we have entered into second Ashara of Maghfira. And also, this is already halfway. Today, 15th of Ramadan, already will be 15th of Ramadan. So 5 days is completed. Then we have one Ashara left, which is the last Ashara. There is a lot of virtue in this month, Ramadan. So Ramadan, the meaning of Ramadan, in Ramadan there are three words: Ra, Mim, and Duad. It means it burns. Burning the... Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this name, Ramadan? It burns the sayyi'ah, the sins, the guna. So that's why it's called Ramadan. Now, let us analyze regarding the Ramadan few important things. The best days, the best day. The best day is the Jumu'ah in the week. And the best month in the whole, likewise, the best month is Ramadan. From all the 12, this is why we say Sayyidul Ayyam. The Jumu'ah is the leader of the days. Jitne bhi dino hai, jitne bhi dino hai, uska jo sardar hai, wo Jumu'ah hai. Basically, the Jumu'ah is the Sayyidul Ayyam. Jumu'ah is the day of leader. And the Ramadan is the leader of all months. Sayyidu Shahr. Also, Shahrun Adeem. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he used to gather us and he mentioned this hadith, Shahrun Adeem. Why is Adeem? Because there is so much of virtue in it, so much of reward. And then, Muwasat, Maghfirah. What is Muwasat? Muwasat is, it's an Arabic word. Muwasat means that wipes the sins out. wiping sins, maghfirah. So there are too many virtues in this month, according to the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We come to the hadith. One lady, she says to her husband, she says, I want to go for Hajj this year. So her husband says, sorry, we can't go. She said, what's the reason? The husband replies and says, we don't have the ride. Sawari nahi. We don't have transport. He says, what about this camel that we have? He says, no, I have made a niyyah that I'm giving it in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah, as a sadaqah. So we can't use it. So the lady was very disappointed. The wife was very disappointed. She came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she complained. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I wanted to go for Hajj, but my husband has given this camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a fi sabilillah, as a sadaqah. Now how am I going to go? What do I do? Subhanallah. Some of the Sahaba, when they come and ask the question, they made it so easy for us, for the Ummah, subhanAllah. Look, this hadith would never come if this lady would not go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Now everyone can't afford to go for Hajj nowadays, can you? Regardless, even if someone can afford, still there are so much of restriction. And because of the overcrowd, now is a queue system. Ali Bhai has been waiting for 2-3 years. Haji Sahab waited for 2-3 years. Likewise, so many people, and they haven't been before, because there is a queue system. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew this. So the lady complained, Ya Rasulullah, I wanted to go for a Hajj. My husband already gave that camel to in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah. And that was my desire. I have not been for a Hajj. Give us the solution. Allahu. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Subhanallah. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, don't worry. Don't worry. We will be going, inshallah. You can go for Umrah. You can go do Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Allah will reward you as a Hajj. And just not the Hajj, but Allah will reward you as you are performing the Hajj with me in the Baytullah. Subhanallah. So if someone see the virtue, but it has to be in the month of Ramadan. So again here, the ulama, the mufassireen explain the importance, it shows the importance of Ramadan, that how important the Ramadan is for us, and the virtue of Ramadan, that if someone goes in the month of Ramadan and perform the Umrah, he will get the ajr, the reward, as he's performed the Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever you try and find opportunity to go for Hajj, to go for Umrah. Try to go for Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Because the ajr, the reward is very high. And then of course, this is the month of generosity, where majority people, mashallah, normally Muslims, they are generous. When it's come to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are generous. But especially in the month of Ramadan, they become more generous. They become more generous. Subhanallah. We were, I don't know, somewhere, I can't remember. We made an announcement in one salah for Gaza, in Doha. A person came, he came and gave us. Then we made an announcement in Asr, he came and gave us. Then Maghrib time also he came and gave us. After Taraweeh he also gave us. I was a bit shocked, never happened to me. I asked this person, what's the reason behind this? The person replied and says that on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks that what have I done when it's come to spending in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, this is my habit. Whenever there is an announcement, regardless I have or I don't, even if it's £1 in my pocket, I will go and give it. I'll go and give it. Because I can say on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, whenever there was a call for your part, I have not refused and I have not turned my back. I have contributed. So this is why this month is, my brother reminds us, it's a month of generosity. MashaAllah, there is, as I said, there are so many Muslims that they want to donate, they want to give. But unfortunately, you know, there isn't less people that, we can't find the people nowadays don't want to donate. No. There are millions of people who wants to donate. Dene walon ki kami nahi hai. Lene wale imandaron ki kami hai. That's what he says. There are very honest people, very few honest people who's collecting the money and spending in the right path. Ummah is very generous, but the collectors are not generous. The collectors are not honest. This is why the poverty is still remain in the Ummah, unfortunately. So hum log jab is kharch karne ka waqt aaye, when it's come to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must make sure that don't just give it to anyway. Don't just give it to anyway where you can't see anything, where you don't know anything. We say, oh no, humne to Allah ke naam pe de diya. Hum bari us zima. You know, I have taken my responsibility out. I don't have to worry now. No. It is your responsibility to investigate. Make sure that where your money is going and is going on the right place. If somebody just come and stand, you can't give. No. It's your responsibility, it's your wealth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. And the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kullu bani adam. Kya hadith hai, wo mere zehen se nikal gayi. Kullukum ra'in mas'ul. Wa kullum ani ru'yatihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you responsible for everything, not just for your children, everything. You are responsible of your wealth. You must make sure that where you're spending, who you're giving, where that money is going. Pata nahi kisi ne parsu, I don't know, I think a few days ago, somebody sent me the video, subhanallah, and I watched it, and it is true. The person says, Pakistan 20 crore, it's almost 200 million. India, similar 200-300 million Muslims. Indonesia, similar. Bangladesh, 200-300 million Muslims. The person was explaining, he says, out of 200, let's say 10 million people are giving zakat. 10 million. If 10 million people giving zakat, and if zakat is using on the right, in the right place, there will not be a single person in Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, single Muslim will remain poor. That's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with a wealth. But unfortunately, the money doesn't get spent on the right place. The ummah is generous, but the collectors, unfortunately, not all, there are some dishonest. So this is why we need to be very careful when it comes to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So especially spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, we all know the importance of Ramadan. So therefore, inshallah, brothers, there'll be a few announcements as well. So I'll finish it off now because there is 3-4 announcements. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnah pal. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم قولي قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون But it's just seated in shallah 2-3 minutes a few announcements Brothers, inshallah, from tomorrow, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be, just Saturday and Sunday, there will be a tafsir of the week. That in the week, whatever the Huffaz recite in the during the Taraweeh, inshallah, Mawlana Muhammad, Sheikh Muhammad will, inshallah, do tafsir of the, just the, you know, summary of the recitation. The second is Salah time changing from today, inshallah. Asr Salah will be 4:45, but in a weekend, just Saturday and Sunday, the Asr Salah will be 5:15. And we will, inshallah, send a reminder in WhatsApp group. So the Asr is 5:15, Isha is from today, 8:15, and the Fajr will be from tomorrow, 5:10. There are two people who passed away. One is Dr. Sarfaraz's cousin, our Muqtadi. His cousin passed away, he had a cancer. And they're going to bury him, inshallah, today after Jumu'ah. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah give Dr. Sarfaraz's family sabr-e jameel. The other brother from Derby, I don't know if any brother know him. He's a crime solicitor. This brother is Muhammad Nadeem. Muhammad Nadeem Kiani. He is a crime solicitor. So he also requested for dua. His mom passed away today after Fajr. So make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah give sabr jameel to the family. The finally, my brother, as everyone knows, there is the dua as well. I don't know, after Fajr someone requested me, someone is sick. Kisi ne dua ke liye kaha tha Fajr ke baad, I don't know, I forgot. So someone said, there is a sister or brother, anyway, make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa, inshallah. And then for Gaza, inshallah, as everyone know, that I will be traveling next Sunday, inshallah. So we'll be going to Egypt, and we'll go and pack your mana, and inshallah, in order to deliver this aid inside Gaza. So brothers, try and donate generously, whatever you can, today, next Jumu'ah as well. We've got just 2 Jumu'ah left. So try, open your heart, inshallah, and donate whatever you can, inshallah. Then we've got the guests, visitors from Leicester. They also have a charity association in Leicester, and mashallah, they're doing great job, and they are from our area, and we know them, and mashallah, they always support us, for our project, for our masjid, our madrasa, whatever our project that we do, alhamdulillah, the community do support us. So today they are with us. They, mashallah, support. They do a lot of in terms of medical and education, especially the poor children. They help them, So these are 2 main fields they're working. And also, they got a masjid project as well. So try and donate generously, whatever you can. This guest is here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donation and reward you in this world, in the hereafter. Brothers, for the Gaza, I just want to quickly remind you that make dua, the Zionists, again, they have blocked, and the aid is stopped going now from outside Egypt and Jordan. Inshallah, hopefully, this weekend or maybe next week, Monday, Tuesday, inshallah, hopefully, the blockade will open. But however, just make dua, keep them in your duas, inshallah. They still got 2 months stock, the information that we've got from inside. During the ceasefire, there was a lot of aid, alhamdulillah, was getting inside. So for that reason, alhamdulillah, they still got 2 months. They can survive 2 months easily. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, inshallah. So we also buying, and inshallah today or maybe tomorrow, or maybe today is delivered already, or tomorrow will get delivered. Alhamdulillah, we've got 1,000 food parcel. We bought it inside the Gaza, and it will be distributed today, or maybe yesterday already got distributed, or today. I don't have a media. They normally send it after 2-3 days. So anyway, as soon as I get update, inshallah, we'll update you on the social media. Whatever the donation came now, we have sent it already. Whatever come from now on, inshallah, we will send it. And also, we managed to feed about 2,000 families hot meals inside the Gaza. So that media also will come, inshallah, and we'll share it with you on a WhatsApp group. So brothers, remember us in your dua, inshallah, and also make sure that you come to the masjid, sit in the Taraweeh and all, the tafsir in the weekend, Sheikh's Majlis. And also, finally, my brother, please donate generously for this project, the brothers who has come from outside. So there'll be, inshallah, 2 brothers will be collecting for their project. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all ajar, jazakumullahu khair, and make yourself.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya la salah, hayya la salah, hayya la falah, hayya la falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Istawu. Istaqimu wa'tadilu. Make yourself straight, brothers. Shoulder to shoulder. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Make sure there is no gap in between. Safed Urus Farmale. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم يا نبي. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Let us donate generously, inshallah, for both projects.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بعد إذن الله تعالى.